More than 1,000 cargo ships a year enter and leave the twin ports of Duluth and Superior. Some will carry grain across the Atlantic Ocean to Europe and Africa. But more than 90% of the big boats that leave here are bound for other Great Lakes ports. Listen in as the man who runs the Duluth Seaway Port Authority, Adolf Ojard, explains how a typical ship uses this port.
As you stand here today and look to the horizon, you may see a ship on a course heading to enter the Duluth Superior Harbor. Several miles out, the ship will notify the aerial lift bridge, both by whistle and radio, that it is entering the harbor and will give a security call, at which point the aerial lift bridge will begin the process of clearing the bridge and lifting the span 130 feet to permit the ship to enter the harbor. If that ship needs tug assistance, just on the inside of the harbor, one or two tugs will be waiting for its arrival and will come alongside and grab the tow lines and will assist the ship into the berth. Generally, these are international ships that require this type of assistance, and they will be loading grain at one of the five major grain terminals in the Twin Ports. If it is a domestic carrier, that ship will come in under its own power. It is said by many of the captains that they can turn on a dime and give you a nickel back in change. As the domestic carriers move in, they are going to load primarily at the iron ore dock of the CN Railroad or at the coal dock of Midwest Energy. Between these two docks, over half of the tonnage moving through the port is originated. The ore dock that you are looking at is almost a third of a mile long, and it's 96 feet in the air. On top of that dock are four railroad tracks, and underneath those railroad tracks are cement bins. Trains come down from the Iron Range and are spotted over these bins. The doors are open, the material flows into the bins, and it surges or sits there ahead of the vessel arrival. Depending on how the ship will load, there's large spouts that could be lowered into the smaller ships, and the door opened, and 300 tons of material will move into the ship in approximately a minute and a half, or 18 to 20 conveyor belts will extend out over the ship, and 1,500 tons an hour per conveyor belt can be loaded at one time into a vessel. As the iron ore is entering the cargo hold, the ship is pumping ballast. There are ships that bring in cargo as well. That would be salt and cement and limestone. But a large percentage of the big ships come in empty with just ballast in their tanks. Iron ore in, water, ballast going out, and in approximately 6 hours, 60,000 tons of material is placed on board the ship, and she is ready to depart.
Adolf Ojard is the executive director of the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. What do you know about how this port operates? Do you have a story to share? Leave your comments after the beep or on our mobile website. This tour is produced by Minnesota Public Radio with support from the Minnesota Legacy Amendments Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.